praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that our Father and our God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage, to inspire, and even to encourage each other with the word of God. That is all what we do here. We come to encourage you. We come to tell you that you're in the race. There's so many odds that are against you. But the one who is for us is greater. All that is there for us to fear or even to worry about. We're talking about learning our list. There is a list that God has enlisted us to learn. There is a responsibility that God has given every believer that he has called into fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ to fulfill. And that is what we are saying, that we need to live life as believers, as people that are saved, knowing that we have been enlisted to a list. We are fighting a battle, and God has expectations about us as his children. And that is why we're talking about learning the list. And today our topic is, even as we learn this list, there are rules that govern this list. And unfortunately, we may be disqualified if we don't learn according to the rules. I don't know whether you have ever watched athletes learning, maybe field races, track races, you've seen short distance races, relays. They all have different rules. And I'm sure you've had the unfortunate incident of seen someone given a red card. Either they started falsely, they started before others, or maybe somebody did something and crossed another person's line. They can win the race, but they will be disqualified. And the same thing happens to us as believers. God has enlisted us to his race. And this race, we're not to do it just the way we feel like. There are rules and there are regulations that govern this race. And so God is telling us that even as we learn this list, we need to know that we need to learn according to the rules that are given, you know, the prescriptions that have been made, that this is how you have to learn this list. This is the direction we are headed this way. You cannot start learning anti-clockwise or clockwise if the list is going the other way around. We have a responsibility to learn the way we are supposed. I think all lists are learned anti-clockwise, if I'm not wrong. No, you cannot start going the other direction saying, no, I learn best when I am doing it clockwise. No. Unfortunately, you don't come to dictate your will. You have to learn the way God has prescribed we learn the race. Do you know when you came into the kingdom of God, you came into a kingdom that has boundaries? It is not everything you want to do that you can do in the kingdom of God. There are rules and regulations that govern the household of God. Yes, we are no longer slaves of sin, but we are slaves of righteousness. As slaves means you are working within certain parameters, certain guidelines. There are things you cannot do because the master does not recommend of you to do them. Paul says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. I know we read this scripture. It says, do you not know that in a race all the learners learn, but only one gets the prize? Learn in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it for a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last. Therefore, I do not learn like someone learning aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. That is Paul who is telling to learners that you have to go to strict discipline, that you have to learn according to the rules, that you have to obey the guidelines that have been given. And I don't know which guidelines that have been given that you find difficult for you to obey. Are they guidelines regarding the relationship with one another? Are they guidelines regarding respecting leadership? Are they guidelines regarding giving? Do you find it difficult maybe relating with other people? Do you find it difficult about walking in step with God every step of the way? God is reminding us that his kingdom, his ways, has rules, and it is important for us, even in our quest to walk with God, to honor God with our lives, the way we do our businesses, the way we do our jobs, the way we relate with each other, the way we do our parenting, we relate with our spouse. God is telling us there are rules. Please learn according to those rules. May God help us to follow the rules. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the exaltation that we receive from your word. Thank you for reminding us that the rules that you have given for us to obey. I pray for my brother and my sister, even as I pray for myself. Lord, you may grant us the grace and the discipline that we so much need, and the courage to do what is right, that we may learn the list that is marked out for us, dear loving Lord, according to the rules, the regulations, and the guidance that you have provided. Thank you for speaking to us. Be with us and watch over us the whole of this day. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm so grateful. And thank you so much for sharing your time with me. Thank you for those wonderful comments. I don't take them for granted. Thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. We are in a race that we must win. And we are going to learn according to the rules. There are no shortcuts in this race. God bless you. Have yourself a fantastic and a glorious day ahead. And never forget, you all are a blessing. Thank you so much.